Dietz and Watson's been making meats and cheeses the right way since forever. What's that mean? It means never cutting corners, ever. It means cooking, not processing. It means our Virginia brand ham that's cooked to perfection, then twice baked to layer the flavors. It takes more time, but you can taste the difference. We come to work every day to do it the right way, even if it's the hard way. Because if it's not right for us, it's not right for you. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing since 1939.
Hi, this is Kevin Dunn, the Get Fit Guy, and this week I wanted to continue on the topic of using fitness to hedge against the aging process. As I mentioned last week, there are several hallmarks of aging. One of the main things we see is sarcopenia, which means death of the flesh in Latin, and relates to the loss of muscle mass that we see as we age. We know that muscle mass can be dramatically increased by resistance training. In other words, we can effectively hedge against muscle loss through exercise. Another question that often comes my way is, how much protein do I need to build muscle or help retain muscle? Which is a great question because we know that protein is a key component in muscle building. We also know that the modern diet is quite low in protein. However, there's also a lot of information and disinformation out there about what kind of protein you need, how much of it you need, when you should be taking it. So let's have a look at that and see what would be optimal for resisting sarcopenia when combined with resistance training. So firstly, what is protein? Well, like I always enjoy doing, I looked up the etymology of the word, and protein comes from the Greek word proteos, which means primary, which is quite telling. Even the ancient Greeks knew the value of protein to the body. The proteins are a macronutrient, which is a group also containing carbohydrates and fats, and they're made up of smaller building blocks called amino acids. There are 21 standard amino acids, and most microorganisms and plants possess enzymes that enable them to synthesize these amino acids. But animals, including humans, do not have these enzymes, and therefore need to consume these amino acids in their diet. The amino acids which we need to consume are referred to as the essential amino acids. And there are 9 essential amino acids: histidine, leucine, isoleucine, lysine, methionine, phenylalanine, threonine, tryptophan, and valine. Compared to the other 2 micronutrients, which are carbohydrates and fats, they're the only macronutrient to contain a chemical called nitrogen. And one of the ways that we can assess muscle building and protein intake is to test your nitrogen balance. If someone has a positive nitrogen balance, they're retaining protein well. And if they're in a negative nitrogen balance, then they're losing protein from one of the main compartments, which would be their muscles, their skin, or their blood. We use nitrogen to measure this because, well, protein is the only macronutrient containing nitrogen. This is the most accurate way to determine, really, if you need to be having more or less protein in your diet. But in the absence of doing a nitrogen balance test, there are some other great guidelines we can follow on how much protein we need. So how much should we be consuming? Well, according to the Food and Nutrition Board, who set the Dietary Recommended Daily Allowances, also known as RDAs, dietary protein intake in adults should be 0.8 to 1 grams per kilogram of body weight, which works out at about 0.35 to 0.45 of a gram per pound of body weight. So we have to remember that RDA is the minimum intake of any key nutritional element to avoid sickness. It's not the amount that you need to optimize and thrive. So 1 gram or less per day is not sufficient to maximize your strength to grow and sustain new muscle or reduce body fat levels. For these purposes, we'd be looking at closer to 1.6 to 3 grams per kilogram of body weight per day. So what kind of protein should I be consuming? If you look at the protein industry, there are myriad types of protein. Some of these include whey protein, casein protein, beef protein, egg protein, pea protein, soy protein. I've even recently seen insect protein. Now, does it really matter which of these we eat? Well, yes and no. So the source of protein we consume doesn't make much difference. What really matters is the final available amount of protein. And what does that mean? Well, everything that we eat has a bioavailability score. And that means that when we eat something and then it undergoes digestion and absorption, some of it will be wasted and some of it will be available to the body to be used. Some proteins are more bioavailable than others. Generally speaking, animal-based proteins are more bioavailable. An egg protein is considered the gold standard in terms of proteins that have a complete amino acid profile and in terms of bioavailability. However, all of the types of protein mentioned previously have plenty of amino acids and can help you to reach your protein needs. If you do decide that you need to supplement your diet with protein, remember that this should just be to top up. Supplementation is not a replacement for a nutrient-rich diet. And I'd also recommend checking the nutrition panel on the back of the tub to make sure that it has a full list of all the 9 essential amino acids that I mentioned earlier and their total values. Now, talking about the differences between the availability of different types of protein, a study done recently, participants were separated into 3 groups. There was a placebo group, a whey protein group, and a pea protein group. And in response to 12 weeks of strength training, all groups had improved strength markers, but the whey and pea protein groups were significantly ahead of the placebo group in terms of outcomes. By outcome, we mean their muscle mass had increased, and there was very little difference between the whey and pea protein groups. Now, we need to bear in mind, however, that there are always many factors influencing things inside of the human body. Protein, as I've already mentioned, is composed of amino acids. The human body cannot make these, and they come from dietary sources. There are 9 of them, essential to human health, and foods which contain all of these are termed a complete protein source. A food which is missing one or more of these 9 essential amino acids is called an incomplete protein. Examples of complete protein sources are milk, yogurt, cheese, eggs, animal proteins, fish, and soy. Whey protein is also in this group because that's a byproduct of the dairy industry. And examples of incomplete protein sources are legumes, which are beans and lentils, cereals and grains. So if you're following a plant-based diet, it's important that you ensure you maybe pump some soy products in there, because that, in addition to the legumes and the grains that you're already consuming, make sure that you get all of the essential amino acids. Now, what about the best time to consume protein? You might have heard that there's an anabolic, also known as muscle building, window, 20 to 30 minutes post-training, which some say is the best time to consume protein. Well, there have been studies into this, and it has been shown to be a myth. In studies, participants who consumed protein in the 20 minutes post-workout had no advantageous muscle gain or fat loss over the participants who just had their daily protein spread out over the day. So, to summarize, protein is essential to health because our bodies don't make these essential amino acids and you need to consume them. Some protein sources have all the amino acids and some don't. If you follow a plant-based approach, you may want to add in some soy protein sources, since beans and nuts are incomplete proteins. There is no long-term difference between animal proteins and plant proteins, as long as you make sure that you are consuming more than the RDA of 0.8 to 1 grams of protein per kilogram, or 0.35 to 0.45 of a gram per pound of body weight per day. You don't need to worry about nutrient timing. It's more important to just get the right amount of protein in over the course of the day. Get Fit Guy is a quick and dirty tips podcast. Thanks to the team at Quick and Dirty Tips, Adam Cecil, Morgan Christensen, Holly Hutchings, and Davina Tomlin. I'm your host, Kevin Dunn. If you have a question for me, leave me a voicemail at 510-353-3104 or send me an email at getfitguy@quickanddirtytips.com. For more information about the show, visit quickanddirtytips.com or check out the show notes in your podcast app.